Hey guys, it's Damien from Marketing Food Online, and I hope you guys are having a great day, and I am super excited to actually bring this video to you. You may or may not have seen about three or four videos back, I did a video in regards to how to start a food business on a budget and basically utilizing a review service, a review system, where you purchase these inexpensive items and you get a $16 credit toward a purchase of a product. And it can be anything here on Webstaurant. This is the Webstaurant website, Webstaurant.com. Webstaurant.com is a website dedicated to the food business, food industry, every type of thing you can imagine, from restaurants to cafes. They offer a bunch of different supplies and all kinds of good stuff. So the point of this video, and I want you to listen very closely to what I'm about to tell you, because if you are trying to find an online business or trying to start a business and you really don't honestly have a ton of money to invest in it, and I completely understand where you're coming from, because I didn't have a lot of money when I started, when I opened up our retail bakery nearly 11 years ago, I know the challenges of not having an enormous amount of money to play with. So I'm going to show you something. This is not anything to do with preparing any type of food. You will make nothing with this. When I say make nothing, you will not produce a food product. This is nothing about creating a food product, labeling it properly, anything of the sort. But it is a food business. It is a food supply business. Selling supplies for those people who are either in a restaurant or a cafe or any type of business. And I'm going to show you how to do it, how you can basically do this. I'll show you how you can turn $69 into $730. And it's not a stock. It's not some type of bond. It's not some type of investment. But I can tell you exactly how you can do it. And believe it or not, it actually works. This is not some crazy scammy thingy. This is not some outlandish idea. So let me get right into it. Okay. Number one, WebstaurantStore.com. Okay, and I'm just going to review this really quick if you had not seen the other video, just for some subscribers that may have just joined us. Okay, so you go to WebstaurantStore.com, and when you purchase a product, like let's say a 99-cent black salad bar buffet spoon, you buy that, you get it home, you do three different types of reviews. There's a text review, which is simply writing, typing up a review with words, just simple text, right? Hey, this spoon works great. I love it. I use it at blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Then there's a photo review. You take a picture of the spoon, you either using it or in some way, shape, or form, right? You post that and you will get, let's see, what was it? $7 on that one. Let me go over here really quick and let me check and I'll show you. Anyways, the three reviews that you do, you'll get a total of $16 credit towards the purchase of another product. All right. And let me show you really quick here. There it is. Okay. There we go. So you write a review, you get $2 in towards your account. You get a credit on your account of $2. If you post a photo, you get $4. And if you do a 30-second, it has to be 30 seconds video, really quick, short video, you upload it, and then you type a little bit of information about the video, you'll get 10. So you get a total of $16, right? Okay, so now I'm going to give you an example. This is using an example of 20 pieces of products. I'm going to go over here really quick. 20 pieces of different, it's less than a dollar. These items are actually less than $1. You do not need to spend a lot of money on these. And by the way, this website has nearly, I think it's now 400,000 products. And I would easily say there's over 100,000 of these items that are less than a dollar. Okay. So you purchase these items. And what I have in my cart right now is 20 items. Those 20 items are costing me roughly a dollar each. And the shipping for those 20 particular items, and this is an example, is about a dollar each as well. So you're spending about $2 total. So it's around $46.20 for 20 items. Now, you review those 20 items and you're getting $16 back for each one. So you're going to get $320 to review 20 items at $16 each. Okay. Now, you are only investing $46 into this, correct? Because you're only buying 20 items and you're going to get back $320. So you will really actually have $273 in your account to use it any way, shape, or form that you want. Now, the reason why I give you that as a basic example is because what I'm about to tell you is going to be totally different, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do this. And it actually can be done with any type of equipment that they sell. So let's just say, for another example, you were to invest $50. You were going to put 50 items that are 99 cents or less. And by the way, all of these are all different types of items. So each one of these can actually get a review. So you buy 50 items, less than a dollar, correct? $49.50 is what you're spending. Now, shipping on those 50 items is about 20 bucks, just in general, okay? So you're going to buy $69.50 worth of products. Those 50 different items that you do those reviews on, you're going to get $16 each, okay? And you're going to get a credit in your account of $800. They're going to pay you $800 in your account of the Webstrong account, of course, not your bank account. And I'll explain this very carefully. You're going to get an $800 credit to buy whatever you wish, okay? So you've purchased $69 worth of products. You're going to get $800 in credits. So you're actually going to have a $730 balance. So you can go anywhere in the store and shop around and buy a product for $730 is what you're going to purchase it for. Now, what I'm about to tell you is that unless you sell that product, there's no cash value. When they credit the account, you're not going to get a check in the mail for $730. That's not what I meant. So what you could do is, follow me here. What you can do is you basically go in here and you could look at a very high-end product that is a commercial, let's just say this one here. For example, this is a $370 product. It's a funnel cake fryer. It's a commercial funnel cake fryer. It's a very high end. You can put this right directly into a restaurant, into a food truck, anywhere. Okay. And this is funnel cakes, and they sell like crazy because people use funnel cake makers in like every fair festival on the planet. Somebody has one of these. So now what you're going to do is you're going to offer this product. Let's say, as an example, we're going to do it on eBay. Oh, look. There's the product. Now, this guy here is literally using the exact same image. Now, did you notice that? You can buy it for $369.99. He's selling it for $495.95 with free shipping. Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you what you can do. Now, right now, you've purchased your 50 items, correct? You're following me with the example. So now you have $730 in your account. That's already subtracting the money you've put in there. So right now, this costs you nothing. You've already gotten back your $69.50 because I've deducted it from what your balance is. Okay? So you have $730 for the work that you've put in by creating 50 reviews on 50 items, which, by the way, that it takes very little time. You could literally do that in probably about 2-3 hours worth of work. And let me throw one other thing in here really quick, and do follow me with what I'm about to say. Do you work a full-time job? Are you working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week? So let's say you're working 40 hours a week. And how much are you making? If you're making minimum wage, or let's just say you're making $10 an hour, okay? So for 5 days, you're working 8 hours every day, and you're getting paid $10 an hour. That's 40 hours. So that's $400 before taxes, by the way. So every week, you're making $400 for 40 hours worth of work. If I told you that you could invest only a couple of hours in one single day to write reviews for those products and be given a credit of $730 in an account and turn around and sell, by the way, I'm going to tell you, you don't need to sell it for $495. You could sell it for $100 less. And you're going to make $395 in cash, because when you post your item, this particular item in your account, and you're selling this exact same item for $100 less than this guy, who do you think is going to get the sale first? Exactly. It's going to be you. You sell it for less. You're going to have somebody purchase this off of eBay. Let's say you have an eBay store, and you're going to sell it for $395 less than this gentleman here. You're going to sell it, and that goes into your PayPal account. So you can cash in that money and have it basically sent over and transferred to your account at your bank from PayPal. And that is where you cash in on the sale of the product. And the only thing you've invested was $69.50. And after that's said and done, the credit you have in your account is $730. So this is not costing you anything. Okay? And that's how you cash in on a $395 profit that you put right directly in your pocket. For, let's just say, 2 hours worth of work that you've made reviews on 50 products. You understand how this works? And this is not scamming anything. It's nothing. It's totally legitimate. It's not doing anything illegal. It's not doing anything shady or scamming at all. It's just another way that you can create another stream of revenue that has to do with the food business, the food industry. But you're not making any food products. You're simply selling larger commercial type of units and commercial products, right? See, and look at here. This is the exact two other people, same thing. This guy is about $490. Let's see what this guy was. What was he again? $495. This guy's at $439. You could sell yours for $395 and undercut all three of these people. And you're going to pocket $395 in cash when it sells in your pocket. And you're probably thinking, well, Damien, how do we know when it'll sell? Here's the thing. You don't have to have any inventory of this because Webstaurant's going to fill it. And when you buy it and sell it, then they fill it and ship it to the customer. So you're not having to buy it. And you can do this with, oh my gosh, you could do this with thousands and thousands and thousands of products. It could be any of these items at all, anything that you can imagine. All of these different, this stuff is for caterers. You can offer the warming, chafing dishes, right? So let's say you wanted to sell products. And again, you could list a handful of these products on anything from eBay to any e-commerce site that you could imagine. Or you could just literally make your own on Shopify. You create a Shopify store and you could add all these on there. And you could begin to sell a product that you're not even having to keep in stock. How's that for a business idea? And again, it would only be the minimal investing of the money to purchase the first few products to have the credit in your account. And that's not a big deal. If I told you you could invest $69 and turn it into $730 in profit, I don't know who exactly wouldn't want to do that. Yes, it's going to take a little bit of time on your part just to do the reviews. And it's going to take an investment that's not even $100. And then once you sell that, and then you're turning around and making a profit of $395, as the example shows, right? So you take 95 of that, you pocket 300 as a profit, you take the 95, and then you purchase 95 more $1 items. And from 95 items that you were to get $16 back on, you can turn that into $1,520. So now you can see how this will escalate. You can see how you begin to accumulate a very large amount of credit in that account that allows you to sell products and you can cash in on. So anyways, I'm going to leave this video at that. I just wanted to run the idea by you, and I hope it made sense. So to recap it, very simple, is you buy these inexpensive, less than a dollar items. You simply write reviews for them. You're given a credit as a thank you for writing a review. Then you allow that to pile up. And then once you've got some money into that credit, you credited that into account, you just begin to sell larger ticket items that you can $300, $400, $500, $600, even $1,000. And they've got literally thousands upon thousands. So the idea that, you know what, Damien, oh, this sounds great, but you know, how many items are they going to have that's 99 cents? And what happens when I run out and I've bought all the 99 cent items and done reviews? That ain't going to happen anytime soon. Sorry, but it's going to be a long time. I could show you right here, the flatware. There's 277 categories for just flatware. That's not products, by the way. Those are categories. Every single one of these has product underneath them. So for instance, here's what I mean. Shop for forks. And you know what? If you, these items that you're purchasing, by the way, you can turn around and even just, if you wanted to flip them, you can sell them. See, look at this. This is the categories just for the forks. Okay. These are categories. These are not the products. These are categories. So once you get that, then you can see here the dollar, $1.32. Watch this. So instead of sorting by most popular, just go from the price, from low to high. Watch this. And it pops up. And there we go. So you're looking at around 96 cents to $1.20. Okay? And these are case packs. And these are just forks. If you're looking for something that's even smaller, any of these items would work. Just try to keep it around a dollar. So anyways, from there, I'll let you guys go and you can take a look at this for yourself. If you have any questions about how this works, again, you can let me know. Now, if you want to go the next step further, if you want me to help you out and show you how the whole system really breaks down and how you can create a website on Shopify or even Weebly, because those are the two that I've actually made websites on, I could show you and coach you through that. I've got coaching and such available and some consulting. But I just wanted you guys to see and be aware of this, that you could just literally sell products on eBay for high-end ticket items that are costing you pennies on the dollar to make, and you're making a huge profit, and you don't have to make any food products at all. So with that being said, I'll let you guys go. If this was informative and kind of interesting, let me know, and I will see you guys in the next video.